Hey everybody, this is not the intro to this week's edition of Smart to Death. No, instead it is a big shout out to our brand new sponsor, The Muscle Hustle. The Muscle Hustle is a really unique game. I want you guys to go look in the episode description right now, click on the link and download it, because when you do, you're going to be able to collect and train 70 different wrestlers. You can make them single player masters, go around the world and collect different title belts from territory to territory, team up with other wrestlers that you collect, make a tag team, or go and compete against other people that you meet in the community on Facebook, Twitter, or Discord. Right now we have a special promo code, so what you need to do is go click on settings, click on promo code, and use TMHSTD. Again, that's TMHSTD. It'll give you 25 gold coins, and you'll be able to get a jump on the competition. So thank you to The Muscle Hustle for sponsoring our podcast, and for our listeners, I hope that you guys enjoyed this week's edition of Smart to Death.
Everyone, welcome to the Smart to Death podcast. I'm Kyle.
And I'm Anthony.
And it is the January 30th edition.
And it is?
It's our birthday.
Yes.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy birthday!
Yes. It's like your death birthday.
No, we're not having, again, we have people in the chat asking for drunk Kyle again. So that is where I want to start today.
Oh, God.
So we did our Royal Rumble recap show on Sunday immediately after. Kyle knows it happened. You weren't that drunk, but you're pretty sloshed, pretty hammered. So
when you have a royal tumble.
You did. You said that so many times.
I thought it was really good.
But Kyle was there's a very good moment in that episode that you should go listen to.
Yes.
Where Kyle actually finds out what the tag match was in the beginning and the pre-show. And he just freaks the fuck out because he's hammered, and it's hilarious.
Yeah, I actually did go back and rewatch it because I just kept seeing all the tweets. And I was like, all right, let me go see what all the fuss was about. And I was like, all right, yeah, that was pretty funny.
Yeah, it was pretty hilarious, but it was a good time. We've done a lot of recaps recently. I was in San Antonio. You guys are going out of town this weekend, so that'd be fun. And so if you guys like Ring of Honor, I don't know why that's my thing for like 3 weeks now. But I did go to Ring of Honor San Antonio. It was a great show, but our Smart to Death premium members can actually watch my vlog entry.
Yeah.
That sometimes has my wife in the background. So that is paid content. You do not see Olivia or Karis unless you pay for that shit, can't you?
Yeah.
So that is how it goes.
Yeah.
And you can't even see Karis for a payment.
No.
She's like Oz. She's just hiding behind a curtain. You know she exists.
Oz, the great and powerful.
But yes, it is our birthday. And
1 year in.
1 year in. And, you know, a lot has changed.
A little bit. New mixer.
New mixer who dis. Only was there a new mixer, there's a new wrestling promotion. There was a massive independent wrestling show.
Yeah, just a little one.
Just a little one. Yeah, we went from being robots to being personable. We started off with 4 people we were trying to do with, and then we just went to the core group.
Yeah.
The core duo.
Yeah, we tried that for a little bit.
We did try that. Yeah, we tried to do a blog. Remember that?
Yeah, nope.
Nah, that didn't last. And then we also tried to do Periscope for a while. That stopped.
Try Periscope.
We did a lot of things in a year.
We tried a couple of live shows.
We did try a couple of live shows. One was good.
Yeah. The other one was a horrific failure.
Yeah, I thought about quitting. So
I remember that day so well.
I do too. We were so depressed.
You were so defeated that day.
You were worse than I was.
I don't know about that.
You were pretty bad. I was.
Karis, who was worse that day? Do you remember that day?
It might have
been. Well, I remember we wanted to go drink after really bad, and Anthony was like, I got to go home and gather my thoughts.
I was fucking, because, okay, I am an emotional drinker, right? So when I drink, if I'm pissed or really excited, I get hammered. I blacked out in Marfa last New Year's. Very excited. Weddings are great. Blacked out for a lot of reasons.
This is why I don't go out anymore.
And then you almost blacked. Well, you almost blacked out at the gym today.
I almost blacked out at the gym. Maybe I should just sit around and do nothing.
Hey.
But I have to ask you before we get started, Kyle, do you have what it takes to be a wrestling manager?
I think so. But tell me more.
Well, you can build your own stable of wrestling superstars, hire, fire, and train wrestlers, and watch as they win matches and championships. World Wrestling Manager is a multiplayer wrestling game. Compete against your friends and other players to become the best manager of all time. You can get that game on Apple or Google.
Yeesh.
So, yeah, anyway, what do we got on deck today?
Oh, man, we got a lot of things on deck. Of course, we're going to talk about people leaving WWE, people going to AEW. There's injuries. There's a lot of good stuff this week. We got to talk about Ronnie and Becky.
Rondi. You called her Rondi in the chat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was what she called her. And Warren and I have been calling her Rondi.
See?
So it sticks. You implored our followers to call her Rondi.
Rondi.
So if you guys are in the chat, please do that. And also, we go live every week, twitch.tv/smarttodeath. Every week, whether the internet connection is great or not, you will see us. You will watch this live. And one of the best ways to support the show, go to your favorite podcast player. Give us a 5-star Frog Splash rating and review so we can be
number one in your ears and number one in your hearts. That way we'll be number one on the charts. Number one on the charts.
Fuck. What just happened?
I don't know.
That's weird. Can you sing this part? Guys, another way to support the show is to go to patreon.com/smarttodeath, become a Smart to Death premium member, and you get things like, sing it, Kyle.
You can get things like a mug or a t-shirt, maybe a sticker.
What?
How about a mouse pad?
What kind of content do we give them?
Oh, man, we give them all the exclusive
content. Fuck you. Sing it. Sing it.
Say dance, monkey, dance.
No, I can't do that. I'm scared.
Jesus Christ. But you can get some recaps from Tony Anthony's Indie Confidential.
This has taken a new song, a new completely thing.
It's just, I like to do like different.
There's
beats.
More things. What
Smart
else?
Smart to Death musical edition.
Yeah. Oh, no.
You can get our content unedited, interviews early. I don't know what else we put.
Yeah. Anyway, you can go to patreon.com/smarttodeath. Get
patreon.com/smarttodeath.
Ooh, you should write jingles.
Dude, I can write a jingle. What was the one jingle I had for, we were passing this, we were going to Hillsboro, and, what is
Kyle calls Hillsboro.
Hillsboro. And we saw like this Western Wear, and it was like JD's Western Wear located in Hillsboro. Nailed it.
You know what you are? What? You're going to get fired from your job, and you're going to be David Wallace.
That's your future. You're going to invent Suck It.
You suck it. You suck it.
Suck It Too by Kyle Dillon.
Oh, man. Sell it to the military. Be a millionaire.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, guys, we're so glad you joined us for our anniversary episode. Oh. We have had a fucking blast. But I want to, before we go into it, say we had a contest. We have 40 entrants into a special swag bag that we will announce later. That definitely does not mean that we haven't picked the prize yet. Courtney Summers.
Oh.
She won the Smart to Death anniversary thing. So we will get you some things. We have some books we need to look through if you want to read all of them, because I'm not going to.
I mean, I am. People obviously know me to be an avid reader.
Fuck. You're on point today. Oh, boy.
See, I told you the Diet Coke would help me out a lot.
So, guys, thank you so much. We are very excited for this episode. Thank
but you know what? Like, the anniversary, it doesn't stop today. It actually goes on till the 2nd.
That's right. Because why?
ProWrestlingTees.com/smarttodeath. Mm-hmm. You pick out your favorite Smart to Death t-shirts. Get all three or four, however many there is.
There's four.
And then you know what else is cool about this? Because I've already tested it. You can go get other shirts. But the key is that you have to get a Smart to Death shirt. And then you can go get a Young Buck shirt. You can get the new Marty shirt. Get some AEW swag.
AEW is
and
Jericho.
You know what? You get all that 20% off.
That's right. So happy anniversary, listeners. Smart to Death is the coupon code at prowrestlingtees.com/smarttodeath.
That's SMARKTODEATH. Smart to Death.
What are we drinking before we get into the show?
So for our 1 year anniversary, our birthday, whatever you want to call it, we kind of went a little bit more festive.
We did.
We wanted to remember Christmas because that is the best time of the year. It's the best time of the year. And Karis made us Bailey's with some half and half and some cinnamon.
Karis, I don't know about you, but I really like heartburn, Kyle.
Those boiled eggs, they did me over, so I had to drink a Diet Coke.
Yeah, that helped.
Swash down some
boiled
Pepto.
Boiled eggs give you heartburn?
I was really full for a little bit, and so I just need something to like wash it down.
You're a
down the bacteria.
You're a poor excuse for a human.
I am what I am.
And I almost passed out by moving.
I am what I am.
Well, let's take a sip of this festive cocktail.
I am not allowed to eat the skin, D. I am not allowed.
Cheers.
That's another episode we need to watch soon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's in your mustache.
Is it?
Yeah, it's gross.
Oh, it is.
If he's lucky, a little bit will drip into there his mouth later.
Oh, God.
Like Ron Swanson.
You know what that looked like? The remnants of something that was powered by Blue Chew.
Thank you, Blue Chew.
We got to get started,
man.
No
one can do what you do. We're just Blue Chew.
We're just idling here.
I'm enjoying it. It's our birthday. It's my party and I can do what I want to.
Do what I want to. Do what I want to.
Oh, are you ready to get started?
I like all the singing. I mean, this is the kind of podcast that I enjoy.
This podcast is powered by Blue Chew.
Jesus Christ.
All right, guys. Well, we're going to start drinking these. We'll be right back.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? Thechairshot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
You ready to get started, fuckface?
It feels weird when there's a cat meowing in the background when you said that. Meow, meow. Ready to get started, fuckface? Sure.
Why not?
Yeah, the cat.
Oh, but actually, before we get started, did you see the new LJN with the Young Bucks?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God, dude. They look so cool. I want one really bad. So if you want to support the podcast in other different ways.
Sorry.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's okay. It's weird.
All right, Karis. You ready? Set that timer.
Sparta!
All right. This past week, we learned that there is going to be halftime heat again. We haven't had that since 99. So if you don't want to watch Maroon 5, which I got to say this about WWE's commercial for it, I laugh every time.
It's They're a
like,
good commercial.
Because they throw that Maroon 5? Like, did they murder?
You know what the best part is?
What?
You know, they don't push Black World Champs. They didn't push Travis Scott because he's part of that Super Bowl halftime show.
That Super Time halftime
show. I mean, the match is awesome. The tag match is going to be
dope. Yeah, so it's Aleister Black, Ricochet, and who's the third one? Is it Pete? No, it's not Pete Dunne. Who's the third
Adam
one?
Cole?
No.
No. Oh, fuck. Aleister Black.
Velveteen Dream.
There you go.
Velveteen Dream against Ciampa, Gargano, and Cole. I'm excited for this.
I am. And Babarooski says in the chat, who wants to see Maroon 5 for the 100th time? Not me. I'm going to watch this match.
Yeah, I'll probably watch this.
I mean, I'll watch the Super Bowl, but I'll watch this match.
Yeah, I'm not very excited about
the
Super Bowl.
I don't give a shit about the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
We love football.
It's because I know the Patriots are winning.
Let's talk about what happened on SmackDown this past week, though. R-Truth, he's your new United States champion.
I don't...
What? That came out of left field for me.
I think I'm excited about it. I think I am. I think I am.
Did you watch the match?
No.
Okay, so the first thing that happens is R-Truth defeats Shinsuke Nakamura, but it seems like it was like a fuck up. Mm-hmm. That's what it felt like.
Mm-hmm.
But then Rusev comes out, and Rusev is heel now.
Mm-hmm.
And so he challenges R-Truth,
right.
In which R-Truth defeats Rusev too.
Mm-hmm.
Which I was very thrown off by. I mean,
reading
all
it,
of this.
So I'm glad that you watched it and you're confused, because reading it was very confusing. I was like, wait, so is R-Truth U.S. champ? But he deserves it. He's like 47. He's still entertaining.
Oh, yeah.
He's very loyal.
And this is his first first title in like 7 years, I think. That's what they said.
He's not a bad wrestler either. Like, no. He's still super over the stuff. I mean, he deserves it with the performance in the mixed match challenge. So I'm glad he got a belt. This is nice of WWE.
Yeah. Let's talk about some WWE injuries. And I'm just going to throw these two together because I cannot talk over a while about one of them, but Akeem from AOP, he's apparently out for 2 months.
Yeah.
So what did you hear? Because I did not read this yet.
So I have to give credit. I got this from the Fightful report on Fightful Select, because I went ahead and joined that because Sean Ross Sapp got them scoops. So yeesh. I went ahead and jumped in there. But apparently he has knee surgery. He had some kind of knee something or other. Mm. Yeah, but I mean, that makes sense why he wasn't wrestling at the Royal Rumble.
Yeah,
so
that does make sense. But Ember Moon, who was in the Royal Rumble match, and she actually looked really good, she is now out indefinitely. Mm-hmm. She's about to have some surgery.
2 months.
Is it 2 months for her?
2 months is what I saw the timetable was, yep.
Okay, that really sucks for her, too.
That's a bad injury.
She said that she's been dealing with it for a long time.
Yeah, she heard it, and she just now decided she's going to get... I mean, it makes sense, right? Like, if you can make it through the Royal Rumble, make it through the Royal Rumble, because it's, you know, maybe once in a lifetime. Yeah. You don't know what the future holds. Bummer, man, because Ember's so over with the crowd, and she hasn't gotten used well. She's not... You know, when somebody gets injured, what happens? Down the bottom. That's always what they do.
Yep. Look at Revival. Look at anybody who's gotten injured, basically.
Seth, when he got back from... Oh, not Seth. He's a...
No.
Yeah.
No, he's a star.
Dean,
he's a star.
Dean's a dumpster.
Yeah. Let's talk about some new hires that WWE did for some backstage producers. Mm-hmm. Jeff Jarrett, Sean Daivari, and Shane Helms
mm-hmm.
have been added to the team that Sanjay Dutt and Abyss. Mm-hmm. So they're just moving all the guys that used to be in TNA over.
You know... This is what I like about this, right? Like, they are promoting WWE, saying that they want to give new, fresh stuff.
Yeah.
You're getting fresh faces in, right? Like, yeah. Some of these guys have worked. Abyss, though, never worked there before. Nope. Shane Helms, though, I think I'm excited to see what
he does.
Shane
Helms is a good one.
I think he's a really good one. Because he just, like, he got a superhero gimmick over as a wrestler.
Yeah.
And he's still over, and he's like 97.
I don't think he's that.
No, he's like 40 something.
If that.
Yeah. I mean, he's still a super talented wrestler. But Jeff Jarrett is supposed to still have an on screen role.
Yeah. And so we saw that on this past Monday night on Raw with mm-hmm. Him and Elias, which Elias is heel again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of. It's weird.
Everybody's fucking
turning heel. But Elias is better as a heel, for sure.
I don't agree. I think he's good at both. I think he's equally good as both. But that Jeff Jarrett segment on Monday was fun.
It was fun.
And classic Jeff Jarrett, it was overbooked.
Let's talk about some AEW stuff. If you watch Being the Elite mm-hmm. or follow the Young Bucks or any of the Elite, right. You've noticed that they've been popping up in random cities doing these random indie shows. And if you watch BTE,
mm-hmm.
you saw that they did the Defy show in Seattle.
Yes.
And how they just talked about, like, we love indie wrestling, that they have not done indie wrestling in a long time.
You know, so there's a connection, obviously. SCU and Joey Ryan have been at everything.
Yeah.
And they are going to Atlanta this weekend, where SCU is going to be facing the Lucha Brothers. So, I mean, there's obviously this connection.
Mm-hmm.
But what I really like is all of these AEW guys, like even Jungle Boys is booked in random stuff, because apparently their contracts let them work wherever they want to, as long as it doesn't conflict with other dates.
It's kind of like the NXT UK stuff.
It's exactly like that. So I love this. But the speech, like you said, they talked about how they love indie wrestling. Like, that just made me... I'm a massive Young Bucks mark. Everybody that knows me or has heard me talk on the show knows that. It just
that
makes
hoodie
me happier.
Doesn't say so.
Yeah, and I have a Young Bucks shirt on right now. I worked out in it. But I do like that. I'm a big fan of it. I think it's cool that they're like saying, hey, yeah, we're big, but we're not going to kill your promotions.
I'm curious to see if they continue it once AEW is
I'm sure they don't.
Let's talk about some AEW signings, though.
Mm-hmm.
Sammy, I always mispronounce his last name.
Sammy Guevara.
Guevara?
Yeah, we're from Texas. You should be able to pronounce Hispanic last names. You didn't even argue. All right, cool. Sammy Guevara.
Sammy Guevara and Kylie Rae. They have both been signed to AEW.
Yeah, and I told you earlier when you said this to me, because you saw it before I was able to. Sammy Guevara is very good.
Oh, my God. He's so good.
He was so good at that NWA show.
And if you've ever watched like his matches at Wrestle Circus, that used to be here in Austin. Not here in Austin, but in Austin.
Tomato, tomato.
He is really freaking good. That is a good get.
And Kylie Rae's a good get.
You love Kylie Rae.
Well, it's not just that I like Kylie Rae. The whole internet wrestling community loves Kylie Rae. Like, she's like the internet wrestling community's sweetheart. So, of course, she needs to be at AEW, because that's going to be the internet wrestling sweetheart promotion. So, yeah. She's good. I believe she's had some interviews. I've emailed her to get an interview, and she didn't even answer, so I guess we got turned down.
She just ghosted us.
Whatever. But anyway, good signings. These are good ones, and it shows that they're not trying to sign massive stars that are leaving, like a certain guy. They're looking for actual workers, new names. It's great.
Well, let's talk about these two other guys that are coming into AEW, potentially. Now, this isn't like 100% confirmed, but it looks like Best Friends are leaving New Japan Pro Wrestling and headed over to AEW. Now, here's the story about the Best Friend stuff.
Yes.
Trent Barretta, he was working off of a verbal agreement with New Japan, and New Japan was going to be pushing Trent.
Right.
And I guess since the Elite was leaving, they needed some more Gaijins in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he's backed out, and he's headed over to AEW, it looks like.
But I bet you were surprised when I said this to you earlier. New Japan has to be smarter than verbal agreements. You have to write shit down. Like, you know this is going to happen to you. Every year around contract time, you lose people. So now you're losing Best Friends, which really is not a big loss. Let's not be crazy.
And I was kind of surprised, like, the news was like, they're leaving New Japan and not ROH. Like, that's...
Because they're not ROH. They're New Japan guys.
Are they?
No, they are not ROH guys. They're 100% New Japan guys, just like Chase Owens. They may work some ROH shows, but think about it. In the last year that we've been covering ROH, Best Friends weren't on many shows, like maybe two.
Yeah.
They're not on there. And Chucky T definitely was never on there. Barretta is everywhere.
Yeah.
This is a good get for AEW, because they can be a legitimate tag team and they can be jobbers. Like, there's some range with these guys. So they can lose to the Young Bucks or they can beat them, and you would believe it.
Yeah. Let's move over to Impact Wrestling. Matt Sydal, he has finished up with Impact Wrestling, along with Caleb Conley, whose contract is ending next month, but they've already put them, both of these guys, in their alumni section. I am super surprised by the Matt Sydal.
I am too.
He's out with an injury for a while.
Right.
But just be done.
Where does he go?
It has to be AEW.
ROH.
I think he did a couple of matches with ROH, and he ended up signing with Impact instead. But I think AEW, I think he would fit well. He's that type of guy that could do both.
I actually don't think ROH needs anybody else either. I think they're good. No. I mean, I just watched them live the other day. They're good.
Yeah.
They're fine. They just need to book them right. Delirious ain't going to do that. But Matt Sydal, I would love to see him in AEW. He's a good wrestler. Interesting gimmick.
Oh, yeah. And so, it's weird, especially with them. They just put them with Ethan Page.
Mm-hmm.
So, I liked him in Impact. Mm-hmm. Sucks. People are going to start leaving Impact soon, though. That's just what's about to happen.
Yep.
Before we get into this last topic, I do want to bring up one more topic that I just found out. Mm-hmm. Mark Haskins.
Yeah.
He's out. He's injured.
That makes sense why he wasn't on the show the other night.
He's out with a calf injury.
Damn, he just signed.
Yeah.
Damn, that's a big loss.
They're
losing people in ROH. They had a clean year for injuries, though. That's just how it goes.
Yeah.
It's just how it goes.
It's just...
It's a rough time.
Chris, now
lost the Elite.
Lost. Ooh.
Hopefully, they still got Marty.
And Jesus Christ, who knows when PCO is going to go? Because
he ain't dying.
That man looks like he's about to die. He's not human. Match. It's scary. It's scary what he's doing.
Yeah, try seeing. It's way scarier in person. Way scarier because it's louder.
All right, well, let's get into the last topic of this round. Let's talk about the main event for WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Or potentially the main event. Who knows?
Not properly predicted by me, but the contender.
Yeah.
The number one contender was properly predicted.
So, as you know, if you watched the Royal Rumble, Seth Rollins did win the Rumble, and it is now going to be Seth versus Brock at Mania. You excited?
I mean, this was a story that's been booked, so I'm excited that they didn't give us some bullshit story with Seth that they didn't follow through with, which they love to do with him. They've been booking forever that he's always here. He's always here.
Yeah.
And if the ending segment of Raw, there are people that did not like that ending segment of Raw. I disagree.
You liked it?
I loved it because it's, I mean, number one, it's very predictable now that Brock's going to lose. He gave this dude six F5s 3 months before they face each other at Mania, right?
Yeah.
So, like, this is it. But Seth kept getting up, kept getting up, kept getting up. And that's what's different between this story with Seth and Brock and Roman and Brock. Yeah. Brock put Roman down, and that was it.
Yeah.
But Seth keeps getting up. So we're going to be invested in our babyface in this story. It's going to be great. Brock, heel. I mean, immediately he got booed when he kept beating Seth down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I thought the segment was booked well. He got no choice. Big fan of the way that they booked it. Were you not a fan of that?
I didn't think it. I don't know. I don't think I wanted to see them actually come in contact just yet.
We're not going to see him come in contact for months now, though.
That's
so, you know what I mean? Like, he's gonna be in an Elimination Chamber match, probably a triple threat for the IC title.
I don't know.
I mean, you can throw him in there. He has a rematch.
Why not?
Yeah, fuck it. Why not?
All right, well, that's it for round one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Whatever.
It was a good round one.
That was a good round
one. In the chat, people do not like Chucky T. We like him.
I love that.
I love Chucky T. I do too. People do not like him.
Is it like a, what are they
known as? Kentucky Conspiracy?
Wildcats? If you're from Kentucky.
Like, a Kentuckian.
Is it a Kentuckian?
No, I don't know.
What would you think it's called?
I would just call them Southern.
Just lump them all together?
Just lump them all together. Kentucky, Georgia, Alabama. I don't know. I went to school in Texas. I don't know the difference.
That's also very true.
To know what the states look like.
Very true. All right, guys. Well, that's it for round one.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back with round two, where we'll talk about Becky and Rhonda. Omega finds his phone. And we got to talk about that new title.
We do.
Stick around. We'll be right back.
Did you know that according to Facts, Smart to Death listeners are above average in terms of intelligence, charm, and good taste? Hi, I'm Mr. Warren Hayes, and you are exactly the type of audience I want for my own wrestling podcast, The Mr. Warren Hayes Show. Every week, I jump onto YouTube to recap both WWE Raw and SmackDown, occasionally sprinkling a pay-per-view prediction show with a special invited guest. I love to cover wrestling seriously without taking it too seriously, so it's always a good time. So come and join me at tinyurl.com/Mr. Warren Hayes, and if you do, I will hug you stronger than Anthony Suter hugs his Kenny Omega body pillow. Once again, that's tinyurl.com, Mr. Warren Hayes. I hope to see you there soon.
Welcome back, you son of a bitch.
Number one catchphrase, according to the poll.
I can't wait till we get to the third round, though. That's my favorite one.
It is not number one on the poll.
Not number
not
one
even
at
remotely.
All. Not even close.
Nope.
All right. I don't know how I feel about the order of these. Do you like the order of this?
Change them up. I don't give a fuck.
We're going to change them up. Let's talk about BTE. More BTE stuff. Kenny Omega. He made a phone call to Matt. Which we didn't see Kenny this week.
No.
But Matt said, oh, you found your phone. And he was wondering why people thought that he was going to show up there, which I enjoyed.
I did enjoy that, too. I can't believe people actually thought you were going to show up, man.
Yeah. I don't know why people.
I didn't.
It's fantasy booking, I guess.
Yeah, people just. But what was
holding out some hope.
God, people would have been upset. All of New Japan, like the super New Japan fans, would have booed his ass. Why'd you leave New Japan? But you were booing him when he was there. Fuck off.
I was actually really hoping that he would just show up just so I could see Anthony's reaction of Kenny showing up at the Rumble.
Let me just tell you guys, this motherfucker.
Me.
Every time it was one of the like surprise numbers, you know, like where people like typically are the surprise, he was like, it's going to be Omega. And my heart sunk. And I knew he wasn't showing up, but I was very scared.
Because the best thing is, you know, like Anthony doesn't watch NXT every week, or he hasn't watched like Mae Young, so he didn't know some of these themes. And so
you could tell
like, oh shit, I don't know this song.
Yeah, I was very concerned about it. But more importantly, it's very obvious because the timer ends when the ticket sale announcement. You were playing footsies with me.
Yeah, I thought so.
I'm a big fan. Don't need
You're
a blue shoe.
You're a big fan of that?
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's ending the same day as the ticket sale rally. Obviously, we know what's happening, right? We know it is
It's got to.
It's all elite. It's all elite wrestling. That's where he's going. That's
Yeah.
Duh. How do you feel?
I mean, duh.
I know it's a duh. I want to know, how do you feel about now knowing he's not going to WWE? Because you thought he should have. I feel like you thought he needed to go there.
I think I'm also a big proponent. I'd like to see everybody at least dip their toes in WWE. I like, because it's such a different world.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see how would you feel or fare, mm-hmm, in WWE, because we've seen it where it's been great success with AJ Styles, mm-hmm, and then we've seen it to be absolute failures with Hideo.
Right. Oh, so, yeah. Hideo was definitely a failure.
But I always like, at least you tried and see what it was like. With Kenny right now, I mean, it just makes obvious so much sense that he would go to AEW, just because, mm-hmm, that's just the type of people that they are.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to be interesting. AEW's roster is just so stacked.
It's stacked in our minds, though. Like that's a topic that I think we should do an extended topic on. Is, we are hardcore wrestling fans, even though we're not. I would say that we're hardcore in WWE's eyes. We're still fairly casual, you and I think. Like, I
would say I'm still pretty casual to the outside world.
No, absolutely. Like I'm probably a little more intense into it than you, but even so, like, I barely touch the surface of being a hardcore fan. Like, some of the guys that do listen to our show, like Bob Aruski, like JPQ, like Wilford Watches is another guy that watches a bunch. And then the people that cover it, of course. So it's interesting to say that it's stacked, but the only names that are stacked to a casual audience, it's just Jericho. It's just
maybe
Jericho.
Neville.
Not even that. Like, people don't really know. People know Kenny Omega. They don't know the Bucks. They know Cody, but they don't know Hangman Page. They don't know these names. So, but of course, it had to be All Elite Wrestling. It was going to be All Elite Wrestling. I think that this works with his legacy, though, and I think that going to WWE would have harmed his legacy for his fans, like myself and some other guys that are big fans.
And of course, like, he is how old right now? 35.
Yeah, he's still got time. I mean, if AEW fails,
if he wants to have a Mania moment or whatever, that's still a possibility. I mean, Sting finally got one at what, 54? It felt like.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's one more thing before we move on. Are you upset that that's what the timer is?
No,
just Omega going. Did you think that it would be Omega going? Did you think it would be a TV deal? Did you think it was going
to
be?
Well, to be fair, we still don't know.
That is, yeah.
Because let's be honest. We know he's going to be there. He's going to be announced. But there's going to be a BTE after that. And we don't know if it's going to show that the timer went off and the timer said.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Very true.
I think it's going to be the TV deal still. Still. I think that they were holding off to have him be the TV deal.
It's going to be interesting. And of course, that is what, next week is the big party?
February 7th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
So we'll have to watch that for sure. Let's talk about the new title that Daniel Bryan introduced on SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Daniel Bryan, he realized, you know, like, his whole character, which I don't understand how he's a heel.
Nah, he's a face.
Did
for
you
me.
See his shirt that he was wearing?
I did, but I didn't pay attention.
It said, no racism, no homophobia, no corporations, no.
Oh, shit. He works for the wrong company.
And that's. It's so crazy. And, like, you know, of course, like, his whole spiel is like people being hypocrites. And then he realized that he himself was a hypocrite because he's been carrying around this title, mm-hmm, named Daisy, who was slaughtered just to be a symbol.
Mm-hmm.
So Rowan gives him the bag. Out comes a 100% organic hemp title. I love it.
I fucking love it. It's so cool.
I love it so much.
It reminds me of, like, you know, like, if you have, like, a sister or, like a female cousin when you're kids, they get the, like, embroidery thing.
Yeah.
It reminds me of that. It reminds me, like, they put it together.
Yeah.
And I really – it looks good to me. I like it. I do, too. And the best part, he doesn't have to get rid of the plates because it's his belt forever.
Yeah.
No one's going to wear that shit.
Because that is it is the equivalent of what Stone Cold had with the Smoking Skull belt. It is the spinner belt. It mm-hmm. is whatever. I know there's been some other belts that have been like custom belts for people, but this is like Daniel Bryan has now cemented himself to be like an icon, I think.
I mean, I think he already was, but I see your point.
I think he's now cemented as an icon.
Cemented. There it is. I was waiting for you to fuck up. You couldn't. Bitch. You could not.
But now you can always have that argument. It's like, Daniel Bryan could go on a Mount Rushmore if you think about it.
No, I agree. I mean, especially for like a guy that was like an indie midget. I mean, yeah. That's what they call him, right? Vanilla indie midgets. Like, you could say that he was that, and then he came in and has been wildly successful in the WWE.
Super successful.
Super beloved. Been a main eventer. Been a big deal.
And now to be the most hated man. He's so good at his job.
I feel like, though, if I were to tell all of my non-wrestling friends about Daniel Bryan, they'd be like, that sounds like a good dude.
Yeah.
He loves the environment.
Yeah.
And we see someone in the chat says, make sure RVD doesn't touch that belt. He's going to roll that bitch up.
Yep.
Grind up some floral.
Oh, my gosh.
And throw that shit in there.
Dude.
Get a little high with my friends.
All right. Let's finish off this round. Let's talk about Becky and Randy.
Becky and Randy.
So, of course, Becky Lynch, she wins the Women's Royal Rumble. There it is.
Mm-hmm.
And she challenged Ronda.
She did challenge Ronda, because of course she did.
Yeah, I mean, this is the match that we've all been wanting, I think.
And let's talk about this, because
I am very curious to hear your thoughts, because you seem to like really just not like Ronda at all.
She has turned for me. Okay, so we were both, I think that early on you and I were very excited about Ronda coming in.
Mm-hmm.
We both agreed on that. We've agreed on Ronda the whole way, and I think this is where the split's happening. I'm on the split that I'm just not that interested. She, like I said it on the Royal Rumble recap, she
fickle.
It is fickle. No, I understand. I'm extremely fickle with WWE. That's 100% who I am. I'm not going to deny that. But she doesn't sell. She does not sell. She does not fucking sell. She sells in moves, kind of, but not really. Bayley carried her ass again on Monday. Not as bad as Sasha did. So that's, and it's fine. It's not the in-ring work, but it's like that promo before Becky came out, before Bayley came out, where Bayley had to come. Bayley had to come rescue on the mic.
That was rough.
Bayley had to rescue on the mic. You suck on the stick if you have Bayley do that.
That was rough. Now, I will say this. Her last, not during that promo, but when her and Becky were face to face, and you could tell like Ronda was actually pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was her best mic work that she's ever done.
She's a good adrenaline promo. She's a good, like, when she's after a fight.
Whoever's doing the producing, though, just get her pissed off before she gets on
the mic.
I don't
even think that was written for her. I think she just yelled.
I think that's just her. Like, that's her actual mindset. Like, she feels like she is a god.
But, like, let's also point out, though, that, like, it's not even the content of what she said. What made that promo is Becky's face. Becky still made that promo because she was looking, she was smirking like this, like, fuck you, bitch. I don't give a damn about you.
Yeah.
Like, she still had that in her face. But Ronda's turning on me because she's got a much more intense push than Roman Reigns had. Let's be real here. She won really quickly, and she wasn't a wrestler before she came in. So she comes in, and she, like, Sasha was right? Like, Sasha said, you just get every opportunity that you want. You came in, and you marked your opportunity, and then boom, all of a sudden, you're champ.
Yeah.
And you get to come out there, and you get to do open challenges. Nobody else did that shit. So Sasha's right? Like, this is what fans are thinking about her. And she clearly cannot handle the crowd. The crowd's being, like, booing her. And that's where you have to give Roman the upper hand on her. When you can compare these two, I think. Roman would just do the hand thing. He would say, I got you in the palm of my hands. Roman did great when the crowd booed him. Ronda is not a wrestler.
Yeah, she's not used to that. I still like Ronda Rousey. I think she's a pretty decent wrestler. If you get her fired up, she can cut a promo, I think. But this has to be your main event.
It has to be your main event.
Because if you listen to Becky, if you try to follow Becky Lynch, that's not going to.
Oh, it's a dead spot.
That is a super. Dave Meltzer said, like, that is a dead spot now. She is now, like, she is our version of Stone Cold right now.
Bully Ray on, what's the name of his damn show?
Busted Open.
I was going to say Beat Up Radio. Busted Open. Bully Ray said, I think it was yesterday, that WWE has 3 months to make a male story more emotionally invested than Becky versus Ronda. And in all likelihood, it's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen because we've been wanting this since November.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not happening.
JPQ still thinks that Charlotte is 100% going to be in that triple threat.
I think that is what's going to happen because
please don't, like
I told you at the Royal Rumble, once Becky jumped in like that, it's
the angle's there. I mean, the angle's there.
And plus, then you'll have Charlotte, Becky helping out.
Oh, for sure. I mean, there'll be a four horsewomen thing. It'll be a good match. It'll be a very good match. That's fine. And like we talked, yeah, like I see what you're saying. You're not saying what I thought you were. Charlotte and Becky will help her carry the match. Yeah. They'll lead her through the match. And if it can't be a bad match with Charlotte and Becky there. Just can't.
All right. Well, that's it for round two.
Yeah. Before, I need to make sure I say this on the air, on the podcast itself, because I think you both will laugh. JPQ said that I'm the float elephant from The Masked Singer. It's a fun fact. Yeah. What a real fuck.
I wish you were under a mask.
God. Can't wait to no-show his show tomorrow, you bitch.
Yes. What's his name? GPT?
GPT.
Oh, my God. We got one more round to go. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we got to talk about the departure. So we're going to continue drinking our festive birthday anniversary drinks.
I like to think that we're having an anniversary dinner.
Is it an anniversary dinner?
Mm-hmm. We should just like eaten steak while we're doing.
Oh my god, that would have been delicious. Hard boiled eggs.
We would have so many Twitch viewers.
Just watching us eat.
Yeah, we'll just call the stream cute emo boys kissing. Remember that was a thing?
What?
That was a thing people looked up. Were you not involved? Did you not remember that?
I was a scene kid. I will say that.
Yeah, that was a thing. I remember people saying they looked up. I saw this video of like weird shit.
Cute emo boys kissing?
I watched a video on like the
did you watch this, Karis?
The issues of being an emo, or like when parents were scared of being an emo.
I did watch something about that.
I posted it. I shared it. And they were talking about that. One of the things they brought up was like people fucking like girls looking up pictures of cute emo boys kissing. That was a thing.
We're going to have to go through Anthony's search history pretty soon.
No.
Hardly. All right, guys. Well, we'll be right back. I don't know how to segue out of that one.
Hey, wrestling fans. Do you ever watch wrestling and start to fancy book your favorite wrestlers in great rivalries and matches? Do you enjoy the storylines of wrestling, the promos, the shock heel turns, or debuting superstars? Or maybe you like the idea of a wrestling competition? Then why not check out Omega Luke Wrestling Podcast, the home of fantasy booking. You can check out part 1 to 3 of Andrade Cien Almas, or maybe even check out the Fantasy Booking League, where 10 wrestling fans fantasy book against each other with different scenarios to become the Omega Luke Wrestling League champion. And who is the judge of all these matches? Well, it's the Alpha of the Omegas, the King of Fantasy Booking, the Apex Podcaster himself. It's your favorite podcaster's favorite podcast. It's Omega Luke. And you can find Omega Luke on iTunes and Spotify and all the other podcast applications. So why not check out Omega Luke Wrestling Podcast? And if you fancy your chances, maybe you can challenge the champ to a shot at the Omega Luke title.
We made it.
Oh, fuck off. Nope. We made it. Nope. You do it right.
We made it. Oh, oh! We made it.
You sound like a bird that got shot.
Now I'm just imagining like I'm at like a paintball field and like I'm shooting and then Anthony sneaks behind me and just pops me right in the ass. I'm just
What happened to your voice? Stop. It's so high. Oh, fuck. That was really funny.
So
high.
High above me.
Oh.
She's so lovely.
Are you ready to get into round three?
Yeah.
Untimed?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Fuck.
Are you ready to talk about this? You ready to talk about this?
Yeah, please read the topic.
It's my birthday.
Someone's mocking my laugh. It was a weird laugh. Fuck!
All right, let's get into it. Of course, we got to talk about the big news that came out Tuesday. So we got wind of this on Monday night. And then Tuesday, shit hit the fan.
Yeah, fuck yeah, it did.
Out of nowhere. I don't think anybody expected this.
No.
It's something that people, we've always said, like, oh man, if this person would just leave, if they would just leave.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dean Ambrose
just left.
He just left.
Yeah. It's weird the way they're dealing with it, right? That's the thing. You think it's a work?
I'm starting to lean to it.
So
I'm starting to lean into this bullshit because on Monday night,
mm-hmm.
Of course, like people were talking about Nia Jax attacking Dean,
mm-hmm.
but not everybody's talking about what happened before that.
Right.
So after his match with Seth Rollins, which finally that feud is done because that was just the shittest feud.
The most shittest.
Yeah. Not mm-hmm. shittiest, just the shittest.
The shittest feud.
He's sitting in a chair in the middle of the ring, and it reminds me of when Batista did it and when KO attempted this as well.
But it's not. You know why it's not that? Because there was an official statement, and they did not call him Dean Ambrose. They called him Jonathan Good.
Did you know his name is Johnny B. Good?
I didn't know it was B. Good. I knew it was Jonathan Good. I did know his name was Jonathan Good.
His middle name starts with a B, so his name is Johnny B. Good.
Johnny B. Good. That old, like, 50s yeah. song. God, that makes me want a milkshake and a burger.
Go, Johnny. Now I just want to watch Back to the Future.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I love those. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's weird. So I get why people think it's a work. I do. I don't remember what I was listening to. I think it was Fightful.
It was probably Fightful.
I think it was Fightful. I listened because it's like in the front of my mind.
Yeah.
That WWE wouldn't go to this length to work the boys for the sake of a storyline that doesn't have anywhere to go, basically.
So
because there is nowhere to go with this. Why would you do it?
So that's one thing. So I'm going to play the advocate of this is a work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So one was the promo that he was attempting to cut
mm-hmm.
before he was attacked by Nia Jax. Because he was saying, when I started here or when I signed with WWE 7 years ago, and then it was cut off. So it was starting with like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Even before that, him and Triple H had a stare off. So that kind of leads me that it could end up being a Dean Ambrose versus Triple H match at Mania. The third thing for me is, we've never seen WWE go to this length of saying this person's not re-signing their contract with us. Because the closest thing I could think about was Jeff Hardy in 2009.
Right.
Because he just left.
Right.
And they left on good terms. But I was trying to find an article with mm-hmm. WWE saying like, hey, we wish Jeff the best.
What year was that?
That was 2009.
Okay.
So it was 10 years ago.
That's where my point is here. This is a different age for social media, right? Like, it's important for WWE to be in the front of these things. Like, if this is a real thing, you kill it. The Ronda rumor, they had Ronda. There's no way Ronda wasn't motivated to say what she said last week, cutting down the rumors. WWE knows that this is a really, like, crazy time for them, and they need to make sure that if there is a rumor, they confirm or they deny it. That's smart PR. That's smart social media. It makes sure that your audience is aware of what's going on. And I think it builds, if this is not a lie, if he is truly leaving, I think this builds trust in your audience that does not trust you.
I agree with that.
Trust them. Plus, I think he's gone. And I think he should go because
If he's legit gone, mm-hmm. I think this is actually a good move on both sides because instead of allowing him to stay on to finish out his contract
right
during Mania season,
right,
they're allowing somebody right. else to take that spot.
Right. You and Joey took that angle too, and I agreed with y'all, which I don't always, but yeah. I did agree with y'all on that. You said, you know, you get them off, give somebody else their spot, let them get their WrestleMania bonus. Absolutely. He doesn't care. I read today, though, also, and I don't remember where I read it, that part of what WWE was upset about was they thought that he was using this as an angle to get more money, like using AEW as an option to get more money.
And
but he doesn't care about that.
That is the rumor that he is not leaving because of money.
No.
Because
he made like $4 million last year.
Because apparently with Dean Ambrose, like he is a very frugal person, or he's not a very extravagant person or whatever the word I'm looking for. But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, extravagant life is fine. No, I think
so.
He
saved up his money, and it's just a creative difference. That's mm-hmm. that's what it feels like. Because right. WWE offered to double his contract.
Sure, which is crazy because he made so much for them last year. But they made a lot of money together. We talked about that too. Someone in the chat says that they hope that he reunites with Sami Callihan. We are starting to see people that are like, they're tweeting saying they want him. Jimmy Havoc today said, I want Moxley. Sammy Callahan said, isn't that guy from Ohio?
Yeah.
Which is what I told you immediately when I said that. I said, I want him in Impact with OVE. I want him in a fucking faction war, like fighting for leader of OVE. I want that. I want it bad.
So with...
I want it bad.
Okay, so let's talk about this. Before we talk about what he's going to do now, let's talk about WWE.
Yeah.
Now, you're saying that this is a huge loss for WWE.
Okay. So I said we have to stand... We have to make... a definition, and I think we need to do that now. I think we need to do this with everybody going forward. There are major blows and there are big blows. This is, I wouldn't say this is a major blow. I would say it's a very big blow. Oh, my voice cut out. Speaking of big blows, my voice just blew out there.
I thought you were going to say something about
Blue I was going to do Blue Chew. I wanted to swerve everybody. Swerve for the sake of swerve.
Russo.
Sign me WWE. Please don't. I don't want to work for you. Anyway, I think it's a big blow because he was so consistent for so long. He was one of their best baby faces for 3, 4, 5 years, however long it was.
Yeah.
For a long time, he was the most compelling member of the Shield. And another thing is, there is no Shield anymore.
No.
There's a Seth Rollins. And that's like, you've lost just months of stories with the unfortunate thing situation with Roman. And then this is an unfortunate situation in WWE's eyes too. Like, this is a major merchandise mover. This is a major attraction. This is someone that got a huge reaction when he came back from injury.
Mm-hmm.
And they clearly were invested in a big storyline, but he was never bought into it. And it showed, like, this all works. Like, think about this heel turn, how you could tell he just wasn't into it. You can just tell he wasn't into it.
Yeah.
It makes sense that he's leaving. They're not that good at this. They wouldn't have been booking this for, what, 4 months now, 3 months, where Dean's not invested and he wants to leave? Fuck off with that. He's gone.
I will say that this is a big blow. It's not a major blow because...
Major blow is Seth Rollins.
That would be a major blow. But with Dean, just because the way that he has been booked lately,
right.
And this is what I'll say. You're not going to notice that he's not there.
No, that's why I say big blow. It's a big blow from a booking standpoint. It's a big blow from a merchandise standpoint. Major blows are people that are missed.
Yeah.
Right? That's like if Seth Rollins were to leave. This is someone that's everywhere. Miz, that's a major blow. I would say Miz is a major blow. Brock Lesnar, obviously, that's a major blow.
Reigns was
a massive blow. He's the biggest blow they could take.
If you lost like a Cena, an AJ Styles, a Daniel Bryan.
I don't even know
if about Orton anymore.
I wouldn't even say AJ Styles or Daniel Bryan. No, I think that they're just big losses. I don't think they're that big of losses.
I don't know about respect. I don't know if I can.
It's a weird conversation.
Far. But, okay, so.
This will be our extended topic for February. I think this is where we'll have to wrap this up because we can tie this into a whole lot of other things.
So let's do that for the extended topic, and we'll talk about where we think that he'll go or what he'll do.
Yeah.
So
one of the episodes this month on Smart to Death
for
Premium.
February, make sure you join our patreon.com/smarttodeath. I believe it's at.
It's $2.
$2 a month. Is that what it was?
$2 a month gets you all the extra episodes.
So come join us and you'll get our extended thoughts on what we think about Dean Ambrose leaving. But before we finish this off, I do want to talk about the other guy that is leaving today. And we're going to finish this.
This will be a quick hit, I think.
Yeah. Hideo Tommy, he asked for his release. Mm-hmm. It was granted. He is officially done with WWE.
But I want to point this out. Bob Arusky said the vest burning really hits home now from the Dean Ambrose thing. Damn, it does. Ooh, I didn't even think about that.
The what?
Him burning the Shield vest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it really hits home now. Damn, that's sad. Huh. Hideo Tommy's gone. Not any kind of loss at all for WWE. No. Not even remotely. He just never could get going. And you know what's crazy? Hulk Hogan went over to Japan to sign him.
He was supposed to be the guy. He was the biggest signing as a foreign star that they have ever made. They did the whole thing in Japan. They had Hulk Hogan sign the contract with Hideo. He was brought into NXT. Mm-hmm. He was treated pretty well, and then he got injured.
Over and over again, he got injured.
And so he just never got off the ground with it.
No, and he's a great wrestler, but, you know, they never got Kenta. Like, they got Hideo Itami. Like, he just was never what they signed. He never became what they thought they signed with him. He'll be better off going back to Japan.
Oh, yeah.
Will his body hold up? No. It wasn't holding up in WWE on a very light schedule in NXT. Not a big loss. Not even a big loss for fans, really. I mean, like, I just don't have that much to say about it. I'm glad he's gone. I'm glad he is, because he can at least work his style somewhere.
Yeah, he can do something better somewhere else instead of, like, just fiddling around in NXT and 205 mm-hmm. Live. But I will say this about Hideo. He's one of the guys I was like super excited that would be coming over, and mm-hmm. it just didn't happen. But you know what? He at least tried WWE.
Yeah.
And I mean, I obviously it was a failure. Mm-hmm. Nothing ever came to fruition with
See,
that.
I don't, yeah, and I don't agree with you that you have to try WWE. It's like saying, like, you don't know how great life is if you don't try being American. You don't have to try being American.
Yeah, but you should try some.
Well, I don't know. Maybe not right now. Maybe in a few years.
But with him, it's just, it could go either way. Like, and that's just to bring it back to Omega.
Yeah.
You could be a Hideo or you could be a Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
You never know which way it could happen.
I can't tell what this says, but somebody said, it looks like it's Chris and Ashley, said all the superstars were pretty bummed about Hideo leaving.
I mean,
he's a great locker room guy.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have like a lot of respect for
yeah,
him.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And
absolutely.
I mean, he is one of the best wrestlers out there. He really is.
Yeah, I mean, you don't make it to WWE if you're not one of the best, period. Yeah. Well,
sometimes.
Most of the time.
Most of the time.
Most of the time, yeah. Hideo's a big loss from a locker room standpoint. I will say that. I'll stand corrected by that. From a locker room standpoint, from being one of the boys, from being around for a while, I'm sure Finn will be bummed about Hideo leaving.
But as fans,
it's nothing for us.
You're not going to even notice.
No. As fans, it might. I mean, and if you're fans of Hideo Itami and you're fans of Kenta before, this is probably a good thing.
Yeah, because he's. And that, let's just go ahead and shut this shit down. He ain't going to AEW.
No, he's going to Noah probably.
Yeah, he's going back
I bet
to
he
Noah.
Goes back to Noah.
I yeah. bet he probably just misses Japan.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's that time.
It's that time.
We got a cup full of white stuff, so it's time to segue to a Blue Chew questions of the week.
Good God almighty.
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
Had to get a really gross one when I had an opportunity. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about some sex, Kyle.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Let's talk about good anniversary sex.
Yeah.
You did not want to respond to that at all. You can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. Listen to me.
Listen, fellas.
Let me talk to you. BlueChew.com. That's blue, like the color blue. BlueChew.com brings you the first chewable with the same.
If you grip it too tight, it will turn blue.
It's the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know that they work. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. And since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill. You can be ready whenever that opportunity arises.
I know, man. Like, I had those boiled eggs, and I was so full.
Fuck no!
But it wouldn't even matter anymore, because I have Blue Chew. I am good to go.
Oh, fuck.
These girls are good to go.
Blue Chew is prescribed online. It ships straight to your door in a discreet package. There's no in-person doctor visits, no waiting in a pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness. And like this promo.
Yeah, it was weird going to see my uncle.
Right now, right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Go to BlueChew.com, get your first shipment for free. Use the promo code SMARK, S-M-A-R-K. At BlueChew.com.
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 I don't know.
How can you not spell the color blue? Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster option, and we definitely appreciate them for sponsoring our podcast.
We love you, Blue Chew. All right, Care.
There's
Hit
a lot
us.
Of, there's a lot of questions this week.
Yes, hello. I will choose the best questions.
Yes, that's definitely going to work.
Okay, so this one is from Dregs. With all the talent Impact is losing, do you think Anthem should help the wrestlers find new places to wrestle and reassign their production team to other areas? Impact is just needs to shut down now. That sentence did not make sense.
No, I disagree.
No, I don't think that they need to shut down. No, I think that's a little dramatic from now, I think.
People are going to leave because, I mean, there's just there's more opportunities, but then you give opportunities to people.
Yeah.
As long as there's another company that's willing to pay wrestlers, let them go.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
Okay, he has a lot of questions, mm-hmm. so I'm not going to take up the whole show with all of his questions because that would just take too long. So let's just answer these three questions in one tweet. What are your top five favorite championship title designs?
Ooh,
I'm putting the hemp one in mine. I am.
I'm going to go with the WCW World Heavyweight Championship from 91.
Oh, not Big Gold.
I love that title.
Okay.
It is such a beautiful title. I am actually going to go with Big Gold.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with both Winged Eagle titles.
Okay.
So you had like the 80s yep. through the 90s yeah, yeah. and then that one. And then I was a very, for world titles or just any title?
He said, let's go any title.
WCW Cruiserweight Championship.
This is WWE or any title?
I'm going any title.
It says top five favorite championship.
So, okay, no promotion.
IWGP.
Yeah, actually. Yeah, IWGP will definitely be in mine. NXT tags.
Okay.
I love those belts. I'm going to go big gold. I have two more. Mm-hmm. I do love the white IC title.
Okay, yeah.
And then I am going to go with the UK title.
Oh, that UK title.
Yeah, that's right. There's a lot of current titles. I'm more of a current wrestling fan. Also, titles are beautiful right now.
They are a lot better. The UK, they have the best titles of the UK one.
All right, next question. If you could put realistically assemble a working partnership for Impact, what companies would you choose and why?
AEW.
Yeah, it'd be AEW.
AEW and then anything in the Northwest that's a little closer to Canada.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on the recent news of talent giving their notices?
So it made sense, mm-hmm. and it is kind of funny to think about this, because we were like, oh, Mike and Marie are leaving, The Revival is leaving, no Zack Ryder is leaving, and it was none of them, and it just ended up being Hideo Tommy and Dean Ambrose. Well, it's just the biggest 180.
To be fair, Dean Ambrose is like all of them times three.
Yeah.
So even The Revival way bigger than that. I mean, I think it's good. I think it's good that wrestlers understand that there are other options, and I think it's good that because it means that we're going to have valuable Yeah. Like viable options to Yeah. watch wrestling other than WWE.
Okay, next question's from non-WWE guy.
Like him.
like him.
Reports are now coming out that Ambrose is leaving WWE after Mania. I don't actually think he is, though. Am I crazy?
Let's quickly answer this one. You say work? Did our talk conversation change your mind?
No, I could see it going either way.
Nope.
That's the thing.
Nope, take stance.
But I'm going to say that it is a legit leaving.
I think he's legit leaving.
Okay. The next question from the Queen of the North, and she also has three questions in one tweet.
Okay.
Is there anyone you wished entered either Rumble match that didn't?
Yeah. Ooh. I bet we agree on the men.
Who?
Velveteen Dream.
Oh, yeah. He should have been. Were you surprised that Ty Dillinger didn't show up?
Didn't care. Didn't even think about it till this moment. Be honest with you. Didn't.
Just to be different from Velveteen, that I wish that did show up. You know, Matt Riddle.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was too early for him.
It is too early.
Female, go.
Female?
Yep. I was actually pretty good with the females.
I thought it was a great Rumble.
I would have. Oh, Toni Storm.
Oh, yeah.
I would have loved to see Toni Storm in there with Ripley also. Give me one more standoff.
Yeah. But that's about it. I like that they didn't use any legends.
I was good with the women.
Did you notice that they didn't do any legends?
I love that they didn't do any legends. Current roster over legends.
Yep.
Every day.
Okay, next question. Who's your pick to win the first women's tag titles?
Sasha Bailey.
And speaking of tagging, how can NXT get it so right, i.e. War Raiders mm-hmm. versus UE, but main roster fails so hard?
That is a question that I think will confuse WWE fans forever.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. They have access to producers that know how to book tag matches. I don't get it.
The tag division on SmackDown is crazy.
There is no tag division on Raw, really.
There is none.
And NXT is awesome.
It's because they don't. I think the thing with NXT, mm-hmm. how they do their tag division,
right.
is because they only do, like, what, six big events a year?
Right.
And they only focus on
The singles matches,
and then they only focus like on two tag teams, really.
Right.
Like you'll have like the Forgotten Sons in a match mm-hmm. against Street Profits, but when it comes down to like this is one of the big matches, they make it feel like this is one of the big matches.
You could say every single problem with WWE is based on just too much content. I mean, you can blame that for everything.
Okay, this one's from Omega Luke Wrestling Podcast. Mm-hmm. Storyline-wise, where do you see the future of AJ Styles, Finn, and Bray Wyatt leading to?
Bray Wyatt? I don't... See, that is a good question because right now it looks like Finn's going to be... I think Finn's about to become IC champ.
Yeah, I'm going to guess he's beating Lashley.
But...
AJ, like that, I don't know.
This is the thing for SmackDown that I have no idea where they're going because... I don't know who's going to challenge Daniel Bryan. Well, unless it's Mustafa Ali.
AJ Styles is being advertised for another match against him at Elimination Chamber, and that will be too many.
Well, see, but okay, on SmackDown, it has, they've already announced the Elimination Chamber match.
Oh, that's right, that six-man match. Mm-hmm. Oh, that match could be dope.
Yeah, you got Hardy, Samoa Joe, who just tore up everybody on the mic on Tuesday.
Yeah, he does often. Mustafa Ali's in there.
Orton, mm-hmm. And then Styles.
Yeah.
I think that's awful.
That's right. I forgot that was announced. Yeah, that should be a good match. I don't know with AJ. I certainly don't know what's going on with Bray, but I would imagine he's involved with Daniel Bryan at some point.
Yeah, it would make sense.
He's got to be. They work well together.
Yeah.
Okay, this question's from Darth Vapor. Did Jericho's tweets during the Rumble go too far?
No.
I think he was just drunk.
He said he wasn't. He says that every time he's drunk and tweets. Yeah. I don't think they went too far. I thought they were fucking hilarious.
It was funny.
Oh, who cares?
Work there right now. He can say whatever he wants.
And Vince probably laughed.
Oh, God damn it. At Jericho.
All right. This question is from Shooting on Wrestling. Thoughts on Shayna and company being called up before WrestleMania to get up the Four Horse Women feud?
Not before WrestleMania.
Not before WrestleMania. I love that it took Kira a while to say Four Horsewomen, because if you don't watch wrestling, that is a weird thing to call a woman.
It was a hashtag, and I didn't know what it was.
I thought you were just like, are they calling them horsewomen? God, I hate wrestling. to be fair.
And I think that's it.
Is that it?
Yeah. A lot of them I read through, and y'all had already answered them in the podcast. All right. So. All right.
Well, guys, thank you so much. If you have questions for next week's show, use hashtag SmartToDeath. We will not answer your questions. If you don't use hashtag smart to death, if we missed your questions, join our Discord.
We're trying to get organized over here, people.
Hey, the reason why, let me just explain this to those of you that are.
Let me tell you bitches
why we want you to use hashtag smart to death. Number one, if you use the hashtag smart to death, we will trend on Twitter. Number two, when you're tweeting us your questions, it would really be helpful if you would tweet one question at a time per tweet with the hashtag smart to death, because you get extra tweets coming in with the hashtag smart to death, which will really make us trend. And because we want
our shows
to go viral, that's the whole point of the hashtag.
That would be weird.
So,
if it went viral.
Please, while you're watching all of your wrestling shows, your 1,000 wrestling shows a week, tweet us your thoughts using hashtag smart to death, and let's try to go viral. But that's the whole point. We're not just telling y'all to tweet for fun so we can look at tweets. We're actually trying to grow the podcast.
Actually, but I don't agree. I'm actually just wanting to look at tweets for fun. So, especially with, like, I'm on a diet now. I spend a lot of time in the restroom.
Oh, good.
Looking at tweets is a very, very good time.
Jesus Christ.
TMI. TMI, my friends.
breaking news here. Metal 2006 said that we have SCU versus OVE at Warrior Wrestling on March 15th. And I like that.
Nice.
I like that. But it has come to the end. Our birthday party
is over. The lights.
Closing
the party's
time.
Over. They say all good things must end.
God, I hate you. Anyway, guys, thank you for listening to our show. Thank you for joining us for our birthday celebration, our anniversary celebration. I don't know what the appropriate terminology is, so I'm going to use both.
Use both.
If you liked what you heard here, if you liked the silliness and the wrestlingness, go to your favorite podcast player, your Frogcast.
Woo. Are you turning into Kyle?
I don't talk no good.
He spent a whole year with
he
me.
Don't
this is
speak no
this
goods.
Is just wait till we're in year two.
We are in year two. You
no,
fuck.
Like 2 years in.
So in year three.
Whatever.
God.
Wait till we're in 2 years.
It's a good thing you design graphics for a living.
Yeah, I am good.
Just,
at it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm good at that's it. True. The best way to support us is go to your favorite podcast player. I almost said Frogcast again. Give us a 5-star Frog Splash rating and review so we can be
number one in your ears, number one in your hearts. That way we will be.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Number one on the charts.
Number one on the charts.
Number one on the charts.
Well, all right. another way to support the show is to fucking rep this brand, baby. You can go to shop.spreadshirt.com/smarttodeath and you can get so many amazing things, like a hat. We're both wearing them. You can get...
They come in different colors.
You can get hoodies. I've heard they're amazing. Yeah. You can get mugs if you want to drink your coffee out of it. That's some great stuff. But you can get t-shirts also at prowrestlingtees.com/smarttodeath. This episode comes out on a Thursday. If you're watching live, you got a few more days. Use promo code SMARTTODEATH. Get a Smart to Death t-shirt and then go get an AEW t-shirt or a dope Shawn Michaels t-shirt because they have a lot of those.
Or you get that sweet Mean Gene shirt.
Yeah, that Mean Gene is Omania, a cool shirt. Yeah. Yeah. So go get some cool shit, but make sure Smart to Death is in there and then take a picture, upload it using, guess what? #SmartToDeath.
Look at there.
Help us get some traction on social media and then we will retweet the shit out of it and make you a temporary, maybe a permanent internet star. Who knows? To our very small fraction of the internet.
Look at Rocket Strap. You're pretty good. That's
true. I keep sitting like a therapist today. Yep. It's very strange.
That's Montana.
But another way to... Another way to support the show is become a premium member.
Yes.
Get extra content from us. Get unedited content from us at patreon.com/smarttodeath. You can be amazing like Brandon McKinney, Natalie Evans, Papa Suter.
Papa Suter.
Robert Jackson, Shane Richardson, Dan White, 720 Wrestling, Mr. Warren Hayes.
Mr. Warren Hayes.
Kevin Cito, our cash-only patron that I had to set up a login for because he dumb. But he did give us a lot of wrestling
books.
Yeah,
he gave me a lot of books.
That's right. Two Girls on a Bench, David Edge, Kelly Parker, Cameron Curry, Richard Sandoval. Jonathan Pilquist from no particular
love that
angle.
You have to like stop yourself for like a little bit. It's like, do not fuck up. Do not fuck up. Do not fuck up.
Because he just said happy birthday, fellas. And I feel like a dick if I fucked his name up. Jonathan Pilquist from no particular angle. Courtney Summers, the winner of our 1 year giveaway. You'll be surprised and we will too when you get it. Carl Hayes and Ryan DeRosa.
Oh my God. Thank you so much to everybody, especially our patrons, for making our 1 year so fucking great.
It has been fucking great. And you know who else did? Karis, shout it out for yourself there, Kerr.
Get it, girl.
Hello, I'm Karis, and I have a podcast, and it's called Let's Talk TV with Karis. You can listen on iTunes and also Stitcher. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Goodbye.
I like how there's consistency.
You remind me, you remind me of, when Jim, talks to Dwight's mom on the phone.
Yeah.
Hello, mother.
Hello, mother.
Mother, it's me.
I'm married.
I am married. Tell Faja.
Tell Faja.
Yes, guys. Thank you so much for hanging out. We've had a great, great first year. We
surpassed all of our expectations.
Yeah, my expectations were for five people to listen weekly. And we're at 500 or 600.
I think our original goal was let's get 5,000 Twitter followers.
Yeah. Yeah. We want to get 5,000 Twitter followers. We have almost 19,000. We have surpassed our wildest imaginations. We're having fun. We get Fight TV stuff. We get to give you guys promo codes. We get to interview wrestlers. I didn't think we even anticipated thinking about doing that.
Who was your favorite interview in our first year?
My favorite interview in my first year is our first interview, Shane Taylor, because you always remember your first.
Oh.
And great story. I think that was because in my mind, when we did our first interview, I thought that we were just going to talk to wrestlers and they were just going to be wrestlers.
Yeah.
But none of our interviews have been that way, except for Green Ant.
Yeah.
But everybody else has given us real stories. And Shane is a wrestler making money, doing something he loves. And he came from adversity. And I am all about those kind of stories. I love them.
I enjoy Kid Cash.
I thought he
had some great stories.
Yeah, we had some great story. I loved interviewing Alicia Toot recently. That was a lot of fun.
White was good.
My favorite moment in our interviews was whenever we didn't realize that Conrad Thompson was putting on StarCast.
Oh, yeah.
Because we didn't know stuff like we know now. We're so much better at finding information now than we were in April in 2018. It's wild to me.
Favorite memory, though, is when we did Mike Quackenbush and realized how fucking smarter he is than us.
Yeah, including how poorly you constructed that sentence.
Right?
How much smarter he is than us. I really like Mike Quackenbusher.
That's why I write down all the questions.
And he he's real fucking intelligent.
That boy's smart.
That boy's smart. That boy.
I bet he went to TIM.
What is TIM?
MIT.
Guys, you can follow us everywhere at Smart to Death. Please do. That would be great. Thank you guys so much for watching. Thank you for listening. Please go to twitch.tv/smarttodeath. One of the best ways to help us make a little money on this, I don't mind telling you that, is to use your Amazon Prime subscription and subscribe to us. No money out of your pocket. $2.50 to us. easy income. It helps us get new shit, and we just keep growing. That's what the plan is. See where we're at in 2020.
Thanks to Blue Chew.
I've always been told that I'm a shower, not a grower.
Gross.
Sign us out.
Yep. Once again, guys, thank you so much. For Karis, for Anthony, I'm Kyle. We will see you next week. Just because, like in wrestling, our season never ends. That's a little shot at the NFL. You remember those old commercials?
Our season, unlike the NFL, our season never ends. Oh, Jesus Christ. Guys on Twitch, thank you so much for following.